Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Inside Russia that have been going on for a week and a half.
We can see a Russian tank, we can see a Russian APC, we can see a Russian missile get launched, and that information gets fed to the Ukrainians, and they could actually act on it almost immediately, which is something I think the Russians never contemplated.
Well, if Putin didn't contemplate that, his intelligence services didn't contemplate that, they're idiots. Because I knew it, and I told you that. Oh, the spin is, when the Russians fire a missile, we give them a lifetime. Like when Ukraine fired those missiles into Poland to blame it on Putin and try to get a nuclear war going a month ago?
This is a very dramatic potential escalation, obviously, because Poland is a NATO country. There were ongoing cruise missile attacks being carried out in the west of Ukraine, close to Poland's border, at the time that these projectiles landed on Polish territory. It is conceivable that they are Russian missiles.
I'm not pro-Russia. I'm pro-non-nuclear war.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
And Russia's got its problems and has committed its crimes. But compared to the New World Order, they are amateurs, ladies and gentlemen. But they've got a giant nuclear weapons arsenal. They're being pushed into a corner, and now Putin's threatening nuclear war.
Такая угроза нарастает. Здесь чуточка таит. По поводу того, что Россия ни при каких обстоятельствах не применит первый.
Russia might as well be fighting Martians right now. The technology's 30, 40 years in advance. Can Russia deploy tens of thousands of one-man team launched? One guy can put two switchblades on his back, and those switchblades can go out and take out multiple Russian vehicles. Over-the-top dangerous. The Pentagon is greenlit. You've been seeing for 2 weeks, or 12 days, almost 2 weeks, daily cruise missile attacks into Russia, blowing up military bases. So Putin goes, okay, I may do a first strike with nukes. I said I wouldn't, but now I may. I mean, this is just huge.
And now we have strikes at least three bases inside of Russia.
Exactly. And for him, that is very worrying because now he knows that Ukraine could hit. I mean, we're talking about very close to Moscow, right? This is the center of the Kremlin and the center of Russian economy and power.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2022, and everything else, quite frankly, pales in significance. Now, why is war already started and why is more war coming? Because they're at the end of a currency bubble. They need a big global emergency to be able to basically make us forget that this is a giant Ponzi scheme that makes Bernie Madoff and FTX and the tulip mania that, you know, happened hundreds of years ago pale in significance.
Do you hate America?
No. You know, in fact, I'm knowing many names. I figure out we're sharing way more common. Maybe America is very much similar. Look, it's the same size. They have it's the same kind of this. And when you talk to them, there is nothing there even to beef about. We are naturally, you know, born not to be enemies. And whenever there's conflict, it's elites. You know, every, you know, American I met in a prison who is from rural area was very easy to deal with. He has no problem with Russia, and he was curious about Russia, despite all propaganda. They're losing their Christian values. They're losing their families. They're losing literally their countries.
You'll be laying in your bed one night, or you'll be driving down the highway after work, and there'll be big flashes you see, and then 10 seconds later, your car is going to be overturned, probably on fire, and then life as you know it's over. You won't get back to your family. There'll be mass starvation and death, and there'll be a new literal dark age with enough dust in the atmosphere to cause a mini ice age. And they estimate 7 billion people will die in a nuclear war. There'll be maybe 500 million left, which is what these death cult people fetish all day long. Stay with us. InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener. We're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% humanoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, the year is 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed and honored that you have joined us here today. All right, we've got a very special guest, a lawyer that's gotten a whole bunch of whistleblowers, including Dr. Huff, who's the head scientist at EcoHealth Alliance, to go public and expose the origins of COVID-19 and the fact that it's the UN global government plan to take over society, bring in a cashless society and more. That's in the third hour. But I'm not going to get into COVID and the huge developments, the minute-to-minute developments, until he's with us in the third hour. So we've been doing a lot of coverage on that, but it is central and important. In the first 2 hours before he joins us, I want to open the phones up and take a ton of your calls on any subject, anything you want to raise. I love the wild card, random nature of it, and so many interesting points get brought up. I'd obviously like you to call in as well if you'd like on some of the topics I'm going to raise, things that I think are important, but I really just relish some of the amazing calls we have. All the calls are good, but some are just over the top amazing, and so we're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast here today. Let me tell you what we got on the plate. To say the Democratic Party, along with other globalists around the world, have a central tenet of sexualization and mutilation and targeting of children for destruction is an understatement. But, man, they've had some congressional hearings. I've got like 15 clips here. I don't know how I'm going to get to them all. But they are insane. Pedophiles are good people. We shouldn't call them pedophiles. This is they want to have sex with children. This is their coming out. They need to have access to your children. Maybe your children want to have sex with them. I mean, it is just even unbelievable for me how much they're trying to normalize it quickly, because they know at some point the Jeffrey Epstein list, another list of pedophiles and governments coming out. So this is a desperate, desperate desensitization operation by this cult, and I want to hit that first here coming up, starting at the next segment and then going to your calls. They didn't just outlaw the oldest and arguably the largest, it's definitely the second largest church in Ukraine. That's the Ukrainian Orthodox Church that started Russia. It was Orthodox Christians led by, it translates out to Slav the Wise, 1,000 years ago. That held back the Huns and then the Muslims and the rest of them. And so Russian culture is founded in Ukraine. They have not just now banned those churches. They are now seizing the churches and their bank accounts and the property of those convents and monasteries. Just we have video of the military storming them, arresting the priest. I mean, this is just next level persecution on any scale. This is Al-Qaeda type stuff. I mean, this is just really, 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 really bad. When Mehmet the Conqueror took over Constantinople 500 and something years ago and turned it into Istanbul, he didn't kill the Orthodox priests and people because they had respect for them. They didn't arrest them. That's going on today by the so-called Ukrainian government. It just over the top criminal, also over the top criminal. You know, they're getting rid of Title 42 that basically creates a totally open border. Senator Josh Hawley has said Biden doesn't want a border. That's true. We have that. This has share of Americans living paycheck to paycheck rises to 63% of homes. Here's how that's going to basically play out. I'm going to be laying that out. You've got Elon Musk being stalked by Antifa-type folks that have been stalking his young son and jumping on the hood of the car. Elon stood up to the reported man that was doing it, and the left is saying this is a thought crime of the highest proportions that Elon is doing this. That's amazing. So we're going to be getting into all of that. We also have son of Pelosi's alleged attacker, David DePape, saying that his dad's a liberal and that his dad would never do this, and that he believes his dad was lured to the house and was being held as a sex slave. And now we know that they're admitting Pelosi let the, quote, man in at his back door. So God knows if he was a, for all we know, he could have been an Uber or something, or Uber Eats delivery driver. Definitely a cover-up going on there. That's now breaking. Son of Pelosi's alleged attacker has broken his silence. And to believe the Democrats have sex slaves, that's like believing that bears live in the woods and fish swim in the sea and birds fly in the air, and that the Democratic Party are perverts. So we're going to be breaking all of that down here today. And I meant to get to this yesterday. I knew about it 3 days ago, but it really is important. So at some point, I'm going to air about a six-minute clip with Tulsi Gabbard on her show with Tucker Carlson on the broadcast. I got to get Tucker on my show. He's been on a few times. Time to try to get Tucker back on. And he talked about his dad, who obviously wasn't just the head of Voice of America, but did a lot of other stuff, and how the government knows who he is and how he was secretly listed as a Russian asset to be harassed, and bad things happened, and he got really pissed off. And it just shows what they've done to a lot of people. They've done this to me, saying that that I must be a Russian agent, so I deserved all the disinformation attacks on us. No, it's the globalists that are destroying America. They're the anti-Americans. That's all going to be coming up today as well, and so much more. Crime is exploding. There's just all of this intense insanity. There are now caravans of 14,000 people a day slamming into just one South Texas town. I mean, can you imagine what this is like? We've got videos of that, and this country is being dissolved. This nation is being completely destroyed from within, and the globalists are just getting started. Obviously, they stole the election. All the polls show the American people are against this, and by the time we wake up to that, I really am concerned that it's going to be too late. But regardless, we're going to continue fighting on, knowing that submission and rolling over only make things worse, and God's watching. So it's about what we do, not even the outcome. It's about us doing the right thing. That's what life on this planet is about, is that big test that God gives us. Now, that said, InfoWars is treading water. We're more influential than ever, but we're under massive attack and sustained demonization, and so much. We are paying the bills, but just barely. And I really think everybody should go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that empower your life and enrich your life at the same time, knowing you're keeping a light of liberty, a torch of liberty on fire that is key for information and truth, and also for morale of liberty worldwide. I mean, the globalists really see this as a key target to bring down, and I'm just telling listeners it's a win-win scenario. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, that's close to selling out. DNA Force Plus is close to selling out. To get Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 that's so good for your whole body and your energy and your stamina, take it under the tongue each day. It's amazing. Those are all about to sell out. Despite that, they're still 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the Vitamin Mineral Fusion is very close selling out. The others will sell out in the next few weeks. Also, we have the new, very popular out of the gates, InfoWars Platinum line that comes from one of our already big suppliers, but we went directly to the supplier now. And so this is the highest quality you're going to get. And we've got the Mushroom Max, that is a non-stimulant nootropic that people just absolutely love. It's a clone of their already nationwide best-selling product that they've let us private label. We also have turmeric 95. That's 95% curcuminoid and other key extracts that are so good for inflammation and anti-cancer and just so many things. Total boost for your immune system. These all work synergistically. Whether you're a child, an adult, old, you name it, turmeric is so key. This is the best you're going to find. Turmeric 95. Libido RX is super strong. Libido boosting and overall mood boosting formula as well. We have the nitrates boost as well. Nitric boost that takes natural compounds, really strong extracts of them that know they're documented to create nitrous oxide in the blood that is so good for your cardiovascular system with all the things we're being bombarded with. This is more important than ever. These are all great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the InfoWars MD line is only 25% off. It'll never be more than that because there's not that much markup in it. These are a great deal, top of the line, at a very affordable price, and it keeps the show on the air. Please take action now to your Christmas shopping for yourself and family. Give yourself a gift of health and keeping truth on the air at InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Sterilization, death is the goal. And the trans movement targeting children, taking away the parental rights, putting them on a fast track to be chemically or physically sterilized, surgically, is next level pedophilia. It's actually destroying their future, stealing their fertility, stunting their growth, giving them all sorts of serious health problems. This is the weaponization of the medical system. It's all directed the same whether you're in Australia or Germany or the United States or Canada. You're not taught reading, writing, and arithmetic. You're taught how to take poison shots. You're taught how to wear a mask. And you're taught by these organizations flooding the schools with pedophilic literature and all the rest of it that your kindergartner's told they're going to be a different body. They're really a boy or they're really a girl. It is psychological warfare on the next level, and we just sit here and put up with it when parents go and protest at the school boards, why the FBI's called, why that's terrorist. So here's Joe Biden saying anyone who criticizes surgeries that are performed on children is anti-Semitic, racist, homophobic. It's all connected. Yeah, anybody that doesn't go along with your pro-death agenda is anti-Semitic. Okay, so if I don't let the evil, sick Department of Education, remember the Carnegie Endowment and the CIA, literally, sterilize the children, then I'm bad. Here it is.
Excuse me. Because they support LGBTQ children and families, we have to speak out. We must stop the hate and violence, like we just saw in Colorado Springs, where a place of acceptance and celebration was targeted for violence and terror. We need to challenge the hundreds of callous, cynical laws introduced in the states targeting transgender children, terrifying families, and criminalizing doctors who give children the care they need. We have to protect these children so they know they are loved, and we will stand up for them and say they can seek for themselves.
Old Pino Joe.
Racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. But the antidote to hate is love. This law and the love it defends strike a blow against hate in all its forms. And that's why this law matters to every single American, no matter who you are or who you love. This shouldn't be about conservative or liberal, red or blue. No, this is about realizing the promise of the Declaration of Independence. A promise rooted in the sacred and secular beliefs. A promise that we're all created equal.
Well, he could actually talk a little bit there because he gets so excited when talking about children. His daughter said she had sex with him in the shower. But that's okay. That's love, right? A celebration. Let us have access to your children. Let us unannounced have drag queen pedo time at your public school or library. Let us give your children books showing them children having sex with adults. Or you're not loving. You're not good. Turns out the guy that shot up the bar, and it's no longer just a gay bar. It had, you know, weird stuff going on with kids there. That shot up the sex pervert center. And I'm not glad they got shot up, but it should be investigated. All of this should be. Was an ISIS sympathizer who'd been a leftist. So again, oh, let us have access to your kids. And if you don't let us, why, you're causing violence against us. And that's what they say in these congressional hearings that go on and on and on, saying you can't call people pedos. That's a mean term, just because they want to have access to your children. And even if they don't want to have sex with them, they want to screw them up and tell them there's something else and make them obsess on becoming a boy when they're a girl, or a girl when they're a boy, or vice versa. Absolutely evil, and we know what it is. It's the transhumanist agenda to get us ready for microchips and human-animal clones and all this stuff being rolled out. And they take little children to the, quote, gay pride parades that are now nothing but giant pedophilic sexual baptisms of the children into a totally destructive lifestyle. And then all these leftists adopt children now or have children. And you'll see statistically in areas like Seattle and other areas, a third of the children are transgender in a decade. Oh, you're all transgender now. And the parents, like it's an attention getter, go, oh, yes, our daughter at 2 knew she was a boy, or our son at 3 knew he was a girl. And now you've got the head of Planned Parenthood saying no in congressional testimony last month. Children know when they're born, and only the special high priest of transgenderism can come in and say, this is really a girl, or this is really a boy. And then they start that in the file that follows your child, so they're targeted, put in special classes, cut out from the rest of the kids, and destroyed. I had a member of parliament on who's actually a liberal, like a decade ago, talking about in England, that is the most advanced in this evil, that in England, over half the kids that they are sterilizing are autistic or mentally retarded. So really, you see, they're doing us a favor. They're getting rid of the infirm. But if you sterilize people like eugenics did in this country, in the UK and Germany, by the millions before World War II, the U.S. and England led it. Hitler learned all he knew from us, from the health department set up about 120 years ago in New York and other major cities. Those health departments would go out and grab people who had B pluses, but were from single parent homes. If you had a B plus, there's even PBS documentaries back when they thought something like this was wrong in the 80s and 90s about the last state to even stop doing this in the mid 80s was what? Washington State and Oregon. Until the 80s, they were still grabbing 12, 13-year-old boys and girls, black, white, you name it, but poor, and taking them and not just snipping their tubes, not just giving them vasectomies, but with girls, removing their uteruses. And boy, they do it sloppily, too. It's in the back of a clinic at the health department. Imagine the sick freaks that like doing that. Because they see us as stray dogs or stray cats. While they bring in the low-educated, half-starved-to-death third-world populations that they cut the food off, they then flood us with those folks while they bombard who's already in the country with sterilization. This is all eugenics, repackaged, and you've got an army of pedophiles that want access to the kids, but those above them just want to sterilize them and have total control over our bodies. And just like the poison shots are a crime against humanity and violate the Nuremberg Code, all of this is flagrant, giant, massive crimes happening out in the open, hiding behind their medical badges. The worst tyranny in the Soviet Union first came from the medical doctors and psychiatry. The worst tyranny in Germany first started from the medical doctors and psychiatry. It's in the textbooks. It's in the history. They're doing it again. They're taking people's kids in Brazil, the leftists, who were part of the protest, saying it's mentally ill to protest Lula. They're saying if you don't take your shots, you're mentally ill and causing more car wrecks. It's all made up criminal crap by this death cult.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we have international statistics from around the world of leftist populations. They are the most alone. They are the most in debt. They are the most depressed. They statistically rob and steal 7 to 9 times more often. They give the lowest levels of charity. But they virtue signal many, many times more than conservatives or Christians that they are giving to charity. They're idiots. And I don't look at these masses of dumbed down schmucks and feel superior. Oh, look, they're a bunch of idiots, and I'm not. I feel horrible because they've been organized into giant zombie-like mobs of evil. Ladies and gentlemen, you know Planned Parenthood was set up by the Rockefellers and helped set up Adolf Hitler on record. That came out in the Nuremberg trials. You know Planned Parenthood's job was set up to kill mainly black people. That's in their founding documents and charter. That's mainline news. Look it up. You know that
they are set up with British intelligence, who first hatched the plan in the 60s, the Tavistock Institute, to sell sterilizing children as a cool thing by taking away parental consent and tricking the children to think it's fun to be sterilized, that you become a superhero. Just like, oh, take the COVID shot, you'll become a superhero. Remember all those ads? So now they brag that just in the first year of a transgender operation on a girl, just getting them into the system at age 7, starting puberty blockers and the counseling, they make $20,000 because there's government funding, state and federal and corporate. And they estimate that by the time that person graduates high school and has either been chemically or medically, surgically transitioned into a eunuch, they're not really a man now, they're not really a woman now, they're a eunuch, that they will make, wait for it, over $500,000 on that person. Remember, it's a $51,000 bounty to intubate somebody, and even more if they die. So these are bounties in the medical system, and most medical systems won't be part of it, but they're all going to be phased out because they can't compete with all the money that the big medical centers and systems get. Whether you're in Australia, or whether you're in France, or whether you're in Canada, or whether you're in the U.S., or whether you're in Austin, Texas, or New York City, it is the same global policies that are setting and directing this, the same brochures, the same language. A different name on the brochure, a different foundation, a different government agency, but it's all centralized. And it wants to convince little girls to have their breasts cut off. Lena Jolie pushes it for the UN. And to have little boys' testicles and penises cut off. And then when they complain later and say, I didn't want this to happen, I'm 15 now, and they cut it off when I was 11. Oh, I can never get it back, I'm suing. They say, sorry. We're passing indemnity and liability protection. You really are a girl. Sorry we cut your penis off and threw it in a trash bag. Imagine 10 years ago if you'd hear the occasional story of a crazy psycho that would kidnap a kid and cut their genitals off, or a crazy dad would or mom would do it, and they'd give them the death penalty. And we see all these cases around the world, from Brazil to the United States, where particularly lesbian couples, and I'm not saying all lesbians are bad people, I'm saying that's the statistics, adopt little boys and then start torturing them to death before they cut their genitals off and slit their throats. And every time I talk about that on the Media Matters article, Jones claims lesbians are doing this. You can go pull it all up. But hell, you know why? One of our reporters a few years ago quit working here. It's because they couldn't work here anymore and be around us anymore. And it was because their sister, I'm not going to say it's a man or woman, their sister's a nurse in Houston. And over and over and over again, and by the way, her sister was a liberal. Over and over again, I said I wouldn't say the sex, came to them, and lesbian couples would demand that they set up a surgery to cut their 3, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds' penises and testicles off. And look, I don't blame people not being able to handle this and fight this and deal with this and have to just leave the big city and go move to a small town somewhere. Sounds great. But they're going to come get us in our small towns. They're never going to go away until we stand up to this. So I said I have 15 clips. I do. It'll take the next hour to actually get to them all, so I can't play them all. But that's just what they're currently doing. I got Noah Harari talking about how they're going to take our bodies over and force us to take chips under our skin under the new COVID surveillance system. We already knew that, but this is the WEF officially pushing this. These are the bad guys. They're evil, death cult, eugenicists, Nazi 2.0. And that's the stuff Hitler pushed. And that's why it's so shameful for anybody that supports or pushes Hitler. Hitler was not the opposition to this. Hitler was what they call an aberration or a bad son. You know, in trees like oak trees or any other tree, They drop their seeds, and a lot of little trees grow up every year. And in gardening, that or in arbory, that's called getting rid of the bad sons. And they are literally coming after our children with eugenics, with sterilization, with living death. And they're making unbelievable amounts of money on it in the process, and we just sit here and we put up with it. Damn us to hell if we act like that and if we let this happen. This is the line in the sand. Here's a clip from Vanderbilt with their head of their medical operation bragging about the good news to the alumni and to the investors that we're making a lot of money cutting little girls' breast off, and you're like, well, that's a college. That's adults. No. It's their medical center. It's their medical center. Girls as young as 10 having their breast removed. Their uterus is removed. You like that? And the same people now say, hey, we're going to do it to newborns. There used to be debates about should you choose the sex of a baby or, you know, oh, designer kids in the future. Well, this isn't just designer kids. This is taking them and chopping them up when they never had a choice to do it. If you're 18 years old and you want to go have your testicles and your stuff cut off, you want to have your uterus cut off, you want to have your breast cut off, I think your friends and others should intervene. You should get some mental help. But if you are not... I think you are mentally ill, but if you want to do it, you got a right to do it. I mean, even people should be able to commit suicide if they want. Shouldn't be the government forcing it. Shouldn't be pressured euthanasia. But that's where we're already at. And so, again, this is just all death, all destruction, all evil. We're going to go to break. Long segment coming up. I'm going to play the Vanderbilt clip and then all these new clips where they're in Congress saying, yeah, of course, pedos, no big deal. Yeah, we got to be nice. The pedos are good people. They're the only people. So they want to grab your kid out of the backyard and rape him in a van. Big deal. I mean, you know. In fact, here's part of the Vanderbilt clip right now as we go to break.
In January 1st of 2017, according to the Affordable Care Act, insurance carriers are mandated to cover medical expenses for trans folks. Some of our BUMC financial folks in October of 2016, sorry, a couple of years ago, put down some cost of how much money you think each patient would bring in, and this is only including top surgery, this doesn't include any bottom surgery, and it's a lot of money. These surgeries make a lot of money. So females, the male chest reconstruction can bring in $40,000. A patient just got routine hormone treatment who I'm only seeing a few times a year can bring in several thousand dollars because that requires a lot of visits and labs. It actually makes money for the hospital. Now, these are
on the internet. Let's stop right there. Everybody knows the clip. But $40,000 to cut a woman's breast off. You go to a plastic surgeon, they do it for $5,000. But see, it's, oh, you're now a male, so it's more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Carrie W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rolled out with superbly executed psychological warfare, just like you put the frog in the pot of cold water, slowly turn the heat up, and they will sit there until they die. You throw a frog into boiling hot water, it jumps right out. But it was at first, oh, let's just be nice to gay people. Oh, let's just allow gay marriage. Come on, let's be friendly. Let's show we're open. Okay. Hey, let us teach your kids about tolerance. Hey, let us talk to your child about maybe they're a different sex. Let's sign them up with the local Planned Parenthood or other organization to take control of their reproductive future and to make sure they don't have children. Let's make it popular and cool just to sterilize them. And so you had Caitlyn Jenner and all these people in the last decade as heroes, as stunning and brave, that all just cranked up in the last decade. And, well, okay, he's a famous Olympian. He wants to be a woman. You know what? Stunning and brave. We're not against you. A rich man wants to say he's a woman and put lipstick on and do his hair. I don't want to hurt that guy. I don't hate that guy. I'm not his enemy. Just don't get around children. And now Caitlyn Jenner agrees with that. But Bruce Jenner was only used to get us to accept that so we would accept the next increment and the next increment and the next increment and the next increment. The most conservative societies come out of times of incredible decadence, and the people that establish those societies don't establish them because they haven't seen it or done it or been around the block 100 times. They know how incredibly destructive it is and how it's a slippery slope. And now we're here, and it's being done by design by big corporations to get us into artificial wombs, make all women have cesareans, make humans being biologically independent, obsolete. That's their admitted holy grail. That's not our opinion. And so you see the head of the Young Turks saying he believes that bestiality is a good thing and that he would like to, you know, pleasure animals if he was the dictator of the world, he would pass a law that he would, you know, have a special bureau that oversaw the animals and made sure that it was only giving the donkeys and the horses and the cats and the dogs pleasure. But by the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking about that. And you ask yourself, well, why is he saying that? Because that's what's encouraged. If you'll accept a creepy dude on TV talking about pleasuring donkeys or sheep and getting really excited about it, you will accept anything. So now they're in Congress saying, well, of course we've got to be nice to people that are minor attracted persons. Don't call them pedos. That's a new hate word. And groomers, don't call it that, because that's what they're doing, is they're grooming it. And you look at Hollywood, something like 20% of the super couples, they're boys or girls, they're girls or boys, and they think it's so cool and so avant-garde, and the Hollywood stars, you know, the new hot stars that are, you know, making money, why they dress up as women and walk down the red carpet, and it's so cool, it's so great, but all of our real rights are being taken. We're being bathed in 5G. We're being chemtrailed. We're eating GMO food. They're pushing poison shots on us. But don't worry, we're free, because we'll pay for a 10-year-old to have their genitals cut off or their breasts cut off. And that's what they've done. So let me give the number out for the next hour to take your calls on any subjects you want to raise. Thursday open phones. First-time callers, long-time callers. I want to hear from you all. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. Now, if you just called in the last few weeks, please don't call in. But if you haven't called in a while, I'd love to hear from you as well. 877-789-2539. 2539-877-789-ALEX. That is coming up next hour. But let me start getting these clips, because I mentioned them, and you just got to see these for yourself. We just played Vanderbilt saying, yeah, we make 40 grand cutting your little girl's breast off at our hospital here. Let's go ahead and play a clip. Let's play somebody countering it. This is an anti-woke immigrant mother, Ashira Noani, calls out leftists in her faces at House Oversight Committee. Let's play that. Here it is.
So my name is Ashira Noani. I came to the United States at the age of 4. I was an immigrant to the great state of New Jersey, and I grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia, a mostly white state. I was affirmed, I was supported, and I was able to grow up a girl who knew not a word of English when I arrived to become a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I am sitting here before you today, apparently the face of white supremacy. I am wearing a shirt that my father made. My father survived literally white supremacy in India. My father is 5'3" because when he was a boy, the white supremacists that were the British rule in India literally funneled food away from the people of India, and my father starved. And so he grew up to be a young man who came to the United States of America because he believed in the values and principles of this great nation. My father made this shirt for me, inspired by the gown that Representative Ocasio-Cortez wore to the Met Gala. And it says on here the names that we, the parents in the United States of America, have been called, including in the video that you featured, Chairman Raskin. Things like domestic terrorist, white supremacist, QAnon moms. What is it that we, the parents, have dared to stand up against in the United States of America over the last couple years? It is a divisive ideology expressed through this book called Critical Race Theory. It is a book that is taught in law schools, but it is translated into our school systems with books like this, Not My Idea, a book about whiteness. The trickle-down effect of the demonization of any human being because of their race is books like this. Where does this book take us as an idea? It takes us to this very simple idea. An idea that is a new hierarchy of human value. There is no doubt that the hierarchy of human value that was about white supremacy is illegitimate. Every single person is opposed to the idea of white supremacy. But we cannot replace an old hierarchy of human value with a new hierarchy of human value that demonizes children with this book, Whiteness is a Bad Deal, Signing a Contract with the Devil. What is the message in this? The message is the shaming of human beings. No child should be shamed. And why is this a threat to our democracy? Because we then have posters like this one in the Los Angeles School District. What does it say? F America, with KKK replacing the C. Because the idea is that our nation has become a white supremacist nation. And that is not true. That is not the reality. And we can see exhibited here today this poster also, F the police. This is an ideology that I call the woke army. It is an ideology of activists who are going through America's school districts and our communities, and what they are doing is a threat to democracy. What is the greatest threat that our children face today? It is the learning loss that has happened in our school districts. The Department of Justice declares clearly the characteristics that lead any human being to extremism include having less education. Chairman Raskin, I don't know if you know it, but the reading level in your school district in Montgomery County Schools is at 32% of kids that are reading at grade level. Math is at 30%. Congresswoman Tlaib is here. In Detroit, it's 18% and then 12% for math. It is a failure. This is a system failure. White supremacy must be defeated, as must all extremism. This is our mandate as adults for our children. Our children are in a crisis today, and the idea that we, the parents, are now the agents of white supremacy is unacceptable. All of these books that I have here today are the indoctrination that are being put into the minds of our children instead of the fundamentals that are critical to make them educated, enlightened citizens that protect our democracy. That is our greatest mandate.
And it goes on. The full video is on Infowars.com. But the point is, she's acting like they don't know because she's not evil. And she has all the other books pushing pedophilia and transgenderism and sterilization. She goes over that. She goes, don't you know this is happening? Of course they know. They're the ones that brought in all the new curriculum to dumb everybody down as part of their plan. And we're exposing that plan here today. These aren't liberals. This is a transhumanist death cult. Hour number two, straight ahead, your phone calls. I'm going to get to the really hardcore clips where they're promoting pedophilia in Congress and more. And we're going to go to your phone calls. Hour number two starts right now. To everybody you know, whether it's a local radio station or listening on the internet, you are the real power of this broadcast. Share the links now, Infowars.com/show, and please shop at InfowarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.